Okay, this is session number 3 of Megillat Rut. We are holding in Perek Aleph Pasuk Zayin. Vatetza min ha-makom. So after Naomi had the change of understanding, as we said last week, in the name of the Gaon, Vatetza min ha-makom, she went out of that place, Asher Hayta Sham, that she was there. Ushte kalote ha-ima, and the two of her daughters-in-law were with her. Batelachna, and they went baderech on the road lashuv el Eretz Yehuda, to go back to Eretz Yehuda. So Rashi points out that what does that mean, that she went out of that place that she was there? Obviously, if she returned, she went out of that place. The same Rashi you have beginning of Parshat Vayetze. Vatetze min ha-makom. Rashi says lama ne'emar hare kivar ne'emar vatashuv misdei Moav. It says already that she returned from the field of Moab. Why does it say left that place? Umehechan tashuv im lo tetzem in amakom shayit asham. From where is she returning? Obviously, if she is not leaving the place that she is there. Ela magid wants to tell you she yetziat tzadik min amakom nikeret v'osar roshem, that when a tzadik leaves a place, it has an effect. It's noticeable. Pana ziva, pana hadara, pana shevacha shel ir, the light and the glory and the shevacha, the yeah, that's what he said. It's the same kind of Rashi. The Torah is not teaching twice. It's just telling you over here that Naomi had the same effect. Yaakov Avinu was Yaakov Avinu. Right? How do you know about Naomi to be that kind of a tzaddiket that she would have this kind of effect? So the pasuk says that even by Naomi had that kind of an effect. I would have thought maybe Naomi, having been out of Eretz Israel, or yeah, she lost her husband, she lost her children, maybe she's not holding really that madrigo. It's telling you even by Naomi leaving the makom, it has an effect. The light and the glory and the praise of that city left. Bechen, as you see, vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shava. As Yaakov left Adam Beersheba. So over here, it's telling you that by Naomi was like that. There is another duke into what we said last week, that Naomi had a change of heart, change of understanding. If you noticed, in the beginning we said, if you come to Pasuk Bet, end of Pasuk Bet, that v'shem ha'ish eli melech shem ishto Naomi v'shem shenei bonav machlon v'chidyon efratim mibed lechem Yehuda v'yavohu sedei Moav v'yihyu sham. They came to sedei Moav and they were there. Obviously they were there. And we said they came because they were running away from the situation. But once they came, v'yihyu, they settled. They were there. Over here the pasuk, you see the contrast, pasuk zayin. V'tetze min ha-makom asher ha'ita sham. She went out of that place that she was there. I mean, she changed her status of being in that makom. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to belong here anymore. I want to go out of here. So this is Haita Sham, is that by Yusham. It's the same contrast in the Pasuk. Pasuk Chet. Vatomer Naomi lishte chaloteha. Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Lech na shovna, go return Isha Levet Ima, each lady to the house of her mother, each one of you. Ya'as Hashem Imachem Chesed, Hashem should do with you favor, Ki Asher Asitem Im Hametim Ve'imadi, just like you did with the people who passed away, with her husbands, their husbands, Ve'imadi, and with me.
So, Rabbi,
it's
making it sound as if each one had their own mother.
Maybe they did.
We said they didn't. They were sisters.
We don't know. They were sisters from the father. We don't know if they had their own, you know, they were a separate mother or the same mother. I don't know. It could be that they were from different mothers.
Why do you mean say go back to your mother,
just
to go back?
Very good. So, that's one question. So, she's saying, go back to your mother's house. Hashem should do chesed with you, just like you did chesed with me and with them and with me. Which means that she is sort of giving him a bracha to pay off their favors. and she bids them farewell. So, so the Mefarshim speak out over here that why does it say Lebet Ima to the house of her mother? What are you pointing out? The house of the mother. So the Midrash says like this. Midrash says Avnimus Agardi. Avnimus was a gardi, was a weaver, weaving garment. Avnimus Agardi meta imo. He was a goy. His mother died. The other Rabbi Meir lehar odopani. Rabbi Meir came to be menachem aved by him. I guess Rabbi Meir had some shaykhs with him. Umatza otam yoshvin avelin. He saw them all sitting. Mourners, all these goyim whose mother had died, they're all sitting and mourning. La'achar zeman, after a while, met Aviv, his father died. The same guy, his father died. V'alo Rabbi Meir la'arod upanim, Rabbi Meir kifon yichum avedim. U'matza otan asukim bemelachtan. He found them to be working. They're not sitting in Avelus, they're not sitting in Shiva, they're working. Amar lo, he said to him, seems that like you like your mother more than your father. For your mother, you sat down in Avelus. For your father, you're working. Amalo, he said to him, listen to this. Doesn't it say in the pasuk by you? And the goy tells Rabbi Meir, it says in your Bible. Doesn't it say in your pasuk? Isha lebet ima, that each lady should go back to her mother's house. Velo lebet aviha. You know, she goes back to her mother's house because she has chashivus for her mother. Listen to how Rabbi Meir interpreted it. Amar lo, he said to him, Yafe amarta. You said good. She'en av legoi. She'en av legoi. The goyim have no father. Right? It means that the goyim are not midyaches after their fathers. Why? Exactly. Because who knows who the father is? They don't know who the father is. Right? So once they don't know who the father is, and so they have a mother, so they run to their mother.
She was offending them? She was offending her daughter-in-law to go back to her mother?
No, that's a mesiut. That is a mesiut, the Gemara says. Or your pasuk says.
We'll find out later. What do you mean? One of the daughters that exactly happened.
But she was speaking to them directly. It says, go back to your mother.
Because this is the mitzvah that they are more shaykhus to the mother than to the father.
The girls obviously have more shaykhus to the mother.
You see, pass me a chumash. You have an extra chumash? Yeah. You see, they have the same pasuk by Rivka. When Eliezer shows up to Rivka, and he gives her, after the whole test of the water and the camels and all that, he gives her the jewelry. So the Pasuk says, Vatoros hana'ara vatagid levet ima. She ran and she let her mother know what had happened. She also went to her mother's. So there Rashi says a different word. I thought you were recording my shit. So Rashi is a different word. It says Levet Ima, Derech Hanashim Haita. The way of the ladies were Liyod Lahen Bait Leshebo LeMelachton. The ladies had their own place because they had to do their things. So why did she run to her mother's house as opposed to her father's house? The En Habat Magedet Ela LeIma. The girl usually confides with her mother. Doesn't run to her father. She confides to her mother. So that's a midrash. This is also a midrash. How come the midrash over here says different than the midrash over there?
Because she's this is goy, this does not.
Because there, you know, the yichus of Rivka, the pasuk says befurash, right? Bat betuel arami. She was the daughter of Betuel Arami. Right? So she was about Betuel. We also know that because when Avraham Avinu, when Rivka was born, Avraham Avinu was given a nebuah, right? Yalda milka gamken banim lenachor achicha. Right? It was a chorok, right? Right? And What's the lashon? The last lashon. Uftuel yolada Rivka, and Betuel gave birth to Rivka. So the Torah is miyaches Rivka bedavka to Betuel. There you can't say that a goy doesn't have a father. There the Torah says mefurash. Say, why she go back to her mother? So why does the Torah mean that she went back? That was the derech. But when you have a stam goy, it's a stam goy. And of the goy, there is no yichus of the goy, huh?
No, which means that the father is there, it has nothing to do with the kids.
That's not what I meant.
That's not right. Right. But yeah, man, who knows? Who knows?
Just because they're bad mouth doesn't make them all kadosh. What does that supposed to mean?
No, more protected, more watched. More the melech is really on top of the situation to make sure.
It really means they don't have generals.
That's a shein of legoy. Then why is that an of legoy?
They have nothing to do with them.
No shaykhus. Okay. No shaykhus.
Yeah, the father drops him.
So what he means is that what's going on downtown Baltimore. An of legoy. Right? Meaning they all have a father, but where is the father? The father doesn't exist. It's non-existent. The children are being raised by their grandmother. That's what.
Here means the same thing, probably. And of the goy here means what? Obviously there was a father, but the father had nothing to do with the kids.
Yeah, but pashtus means that they're not.
You don't know who the father.
They're not loyal, right?
But I have a question on that. The Gemara says that yichus by a goy by the father.
Yes.
If there is no of the goy, how can
right? That's right. That's correct. Especially over here that we learn Amoni velo Amonit, Moavi velo Moavi, that Ruth was Moavi because her father was Moavi. Just from Inastam, we say Rob Beirut goes Acharabah.
Yeah, but if you say that,
yeah,
you have a,
right. I hear. But that's a Mesiyut. The Torah points out that this is a Mesiyut, that she has Shaykhut to her mother's house.
Just to go back there, Noomit she chozer b'teshuva. That's what it means. That's why Yasa tesemin
amahom. I'm not saying b'teshuva, which was she changed her mindset, her attitude. We said last week from the Gaon that she thought or they thought they ran away because there was no food. That she realized that even the food of Chustares is given through Eretz Israel. So let's go back.
I understand, but
what's the tradition now?
Till now, she was a tzaddiket or she wasn't tzaddiket?
No, till now, she was always a tzaddiket. The thing was that she followed her husband. Her husband came, she came. Right? After after the husband died, maybe she should have gone to her son and gone back. She's here. She was passive. She wasn't active. Right? Now she took an active role. She said, that's not enough. Enough is enough. We have to do something about it. This malach is not right. So she had a change in her malach.
So we see the midrash that said Naomi, the whole Peshaw and Naomi exists the whole thing. That Peshaw was rolled away. Why her name was Naomi?
Yes. Wait, we're gonna deal with that name. Okay, so then she says to them, Hashem should do chesed with you, the same way you did chesed with the metim. What was the chesed that they did with the metim? With their husbands. What kind of chesed? They cooked food?
They buried them.
Huh? Right, so that's what Midrash says. Midrash says that they got involved with the tachrichin. They got involved with clothing them and burying them. And so that was the chesed that they did with the metim. That means even after they died, they did chesed with them. Not with the chesed that you did with my sons. The chesed that you did with the metim. Even after they died. The imadi, the chesed that you did with me, what was the chesed they did with her? So she doesn't need that. So the midrash says, they were mocher their ketubah. Because once the sons die, they have to collect the ketubah of their husbands. Right? Ketubah. Who doesn't have?
Naomi is broke.
Doesn't matter. So I have a tie on you.
Why does the mother have to give the ketubah of the sons?
Because the mother.
She gets Yerusha from the sons.
Because so somebody's going to yashin the sons.
But there was nothing to yashin.
But obviously there's some money left. They were not poor people sitting there begging people for food. They're living there. So obviously they have some possession. They have something maybe. Right?
I thought she went back to herself for the broke.
So what else was all the we're gonna see that. Mela Yatsati means not with money. It means with the husband and the kids and all that.
What happens if who said they had ketuba when they were going?
Me, I said, I don't have any.
So if they were going, what was the ketuba? I guess by going there was ketuba.
I guess there was a ketuba all along. You know, she wants some kind of a guarantee that if he divorces her, she's gonna have some kind of a parnasa.
Who would be the yorish, the mother or the wife?
The wife would not be yorish. The husband, the father would be yorish. And the father doesn't exist over here, the uncle would be yorish. Or go back up. Right? But he or she is the one who's in charge of whatever is left. I mean, yes. Because she's the one who's taking care of it. So it says, Shaviteru la ketuboteh. You're tithing, the mice is not her money. That's a good point, the mice. I didn't think of this. Does he bring it? He says the Torah Tumima says that she was Arev. She was an Arev under Ketubah. So since she was an Arev under Ketubah, once they're not there to pay it, she has to pay it. So they were mevater, they were mochel to her.
Meaning once she was the mother-in-law, or she signed under ketubah?
I guess she signed under ketubah, now that's mother-in-law. because otherwise, you know, otherwise he has a good kasha. She's not responsible for the ketubah. So he says must be that she must have been an aref. Okay, let's get into the
Yerusha, that's what it is.
Right. Oh, there is some Yerusha. We're going to see in Eretz Yisrael, not over here.
Well, Yerusha to
right. Yerusha doesn't go to Naomi.
Okay. No, it doesn't go to Naomi. That's not go to Naomi.
So you mean as a wife that would get a Yerusha?
As a wife that would get the Ketubah.
So what's the Yerusha?
There's a Yerusha that's going to be, you're going to see in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to get to that. Yiten Hashem lachem umtzena menucha isha bet isha. And now she gives them more bracha that Hashem should give you. And you should find comfort, each one of you, in the house of her husband. Batishak lohen, and he kissed there, and she kissed them. Batisena kola tifkena. They all raised their voices, and they cried. So the Midrash says, what was the bracha that Hashem should give you? Yiten Hashem lachem. Hashem should give you. What should Hashem give you? What would Hashem give them? Don't say what Hashem should give you. Hashem should give you. So Zog the Midrash. Pele the Midrash. Listen to this Midrash. So Amar Rabbi Yossi. Amra Lahin. She said to them, Kol otan hatovod v'hanechamot. All those goods and all those comforts. She'atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu latet d'shlomo. That Hashem in the future will give to Shlomo. Yiyeh miken. Should come from you. That's a Midrash. She's sending him away. She's sending him go back. But she's still giving them a bracha that all the berachot and the chamot that is supposed to come through Shlomo HaMelech should come from you.
Eventually you get married with one of the family.
Somewhere, something, somehow. So the Mefarshim speak out that Elimelech had a Mesorah.
That's what it
means. She doesn't give them a husband. She gives them a bracha.
And a husband to get a...
You should get a husband. And the child that would come from that should be the one that's going to yield Shlomo HaMelech.
Isha bet Isha, that's what it means.
So Hashem should give you that opportunity that you will find a comfort in the house of a good husband, through which all the good and hatavas of Shlomo HaMelech will come. So the Mefarshim say, that Elimelech had a Mesorah, that Malchut Ben David would come through a Moavi.
Who was that
Mesorah
from?
No, the Mesorah was from Lot. Not from Lot himself, from Benot Lot. Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Matzati et David, Avdi, B'Shemen, Kodesh B'Shachtim. Something like that. I found David, my servant, and I anointed him as a Melech. So it's like the Midrash, Matzati et David Avdi, I found David. What do you mean I found him? He was lost? What do you mean I found him? So Heichal Matzahoto, it's like the Midrash, where did Hashem find him? Bistom. Bistom? Bistom, that is the HaKadosh Baruch who found David HaMelech, so to speak. Why?
Out of the whole disaster, David came about?
Because of those two daughters of Lot, and they went with Lot. So listen to this Peled Gerashi.
It's out of your hand now.
Maybe. I think it's Rashi. I think it's Rashi with the Midrash.
I would say it's not
fair what she does. If they're going, why is she keeping that kind of Rashi?
Power of attorney.
Anyone is going to come from both.
But it's not fair.
So this one should get it, she's saying.
Well,
why should somebody else get it? You should get it.
Why can't I just go ahead in my own room and
why should somebody else?
What happens? What happens to the whole thing? Chesed Lagoy Chatad. What happens to the whole thing? Basar Chavori. What happens? They're going right now.
Right.
We're dealing with the going.
No, but from the going is supposed to come.
Okay, I don't know.
What I said. So supposed to come from the goy, so might as well discover the other one.
Maybe a goy that already five generations before was the Megayer, not the goy that you want. You think they're gonna get a Megayer given the whole bracha? It already happened. It happens a little bit.
Okay, I thought Rashi doesn't bring it. The Midrash says, because the older sister of Benot Lot preceded one night to be Mekayim, what she wanted, to do. She preceded her sister by one night. She was Zariz to the mitzvah. Not a mitzvah, but Zariz to the mitzvah. Right? Because she was Zariz to that.
The Kavanah was a good Kavanah. Maybe that's what you're saying is a mitzvah.
Because Zariz was to that. Her child, ended up joining Klal Yisrael four generations before the child of the second daughter. Because of one night, the child joined Klal Yisrael four generations early. Because of one night early, she joined four generations early. Ruth, which was from Moab, which was from the older sister, joined over here to Boaz, right? And Naamah Ammonit, who became the wife of Shlomo HaMelech, right, joined by Shlomo HaMelech. So that's four generations later. Because Boaz gave birth to Oved gave birth to Yishai gave birth to David gave birth to Shlomo. So four generations later, Naamah Ammonit became a Jew. So Ruth HaMoaviah became, joined 4 years. So they knew that there is good things that's going to come. Finally, Shlomo HaMelech started from Ruth, ended up with Naamah Ammonit. So one from Moab, one from Ammon. So they knew that there is some good stuff that is supposed to come to Malchut Israel from Moab. So therefore, she wished them that she be from you.
But comes out the was not Chal on the other.
We're going to see why it wasn't Chal. Are you going to see soon when it wasn't cut? That's the next piece. Yeah. You're going to see soon.
I have a lot of problems with Shlomo now that he's saying, How did Shlomo brought himself to get married to a goy?
No, she was with Gayeret.
So we have a lot of Gayeret right nowadays too. Everybody goes on the street, and Gayeret.
That's a good cash. Okay, so then.
No. So what happened is, these two are going. Why she gives her a bracha?
She's saying eventually there is going to be a Moavit that is going.
Right now they're going or not?
Every Moavit is a goy.
Okay.
She says that Moavit who's supposed to yield the Malchut of David HaMelech should come from you.
Why don't you daven that Moavit should not ever come?
There's a Mesorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. You're not going to.
There's a Mesorah that Mashiach ben David is going to die. So why would you daven that?
Mashiach ben Yosef. It's not a Mesorah. We don't say it has to die. Right? If Kenar Israel is not Raui, he'll die. Kenar Israel would be Raui, he won't die. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the beginning of time, from Sodom, is working out the situation of Malchut ben David. So they had a Mesorah.
So why do we daven the same thing? I'm saying it's a whole kasha, the whole thing within the kasha. It's not the same thing. Leah is supposed to go to herself. She daven didn't. It should have been daven and it shouldn't happen.
Because Leah, she herself didn't want to go to Esav. Why should Naomi daven on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon? If that's what Hashem wants, then it
be.
Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks that's the right thing to do, it's the right thing to do. Good, let him leave. I don't want. I have a right for myself. I don't want to be a cheddar of Esav. Kelal Israel knows that they're going to be a cheddar of Russia. What is Russia?
If Hashem has a plan, you don't want it. Who are you to not want it?
I don't want to be a cheddar
of nobody.
No, that's not true. I don't want to be a cheddar of Russia. Haraya, she definitely works.
So if you would have
daven
for
Amuvidamor. Why not? Why should you daven?
Why would it go and become things?
I don't know. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu why. But why? What damage did it bring to Kelal Yisrael?
It's the same thing.
It's not. So, there is a Russia.
Leah is the exact same thing as this.
There is Russia. There is no Rishus over here. She was a tzaddiket. What's the problem? So a tzaddiket came. What's the problem with that?
I said something. She Paskin, Warden's other town Chachamim had argued whether Moabi and not Moabi, people didn't hold up this. If they knew about it, so what did you them?
There was, and we're going to see later on. That's a discussion about Amoni or Moavit, exactly how it's going to work. I'm not sure if they knew exactly how it was going to work. Listen, you asked the question, listen. I don't know if they knew exactly, or if she knew exactly how this was going supposed to be working. But what it is there is a Mesorah. Whatever the Mesorah is, whatever good, should somehow get directed through you, whatever it's supposed to be.
So it could be that she didn't know what's going to be the halakha.
Well, the halakha will be maybe this Ruth would marry another goy, you know, and not Moabi goy, right? And then the kid would come. So somehow they would contribute to Malchut ben David one way or another. Otherwise, what kind of a, you know, Midrash's kasha is, Yiten Hashem Lachem. Hashem should give you. Give you what? Parnosa? So say Parnosa. Children? Say children. Hashem should give you what? Yiten Hashem Lachem. Period. And then you'll find comfort in the house of your husbands and all that. Okay, now we get to Levi's problem. They said to her, no, we're going to come with you to your nation. We're going to return with you to your nation. To your nation means your nation, not ours, which means that they're going still. Naomi said more, Shovna benotai, return my daughters. Lama telach naimi, why would you go with me? How old Libanim? She is thinking that the reason they want to join her is because they want some kind of a husband. How old Libanim b'mai? Do I have sons in my stomach? Vayu lachem la'anashim, they will be your husbands. Right? Shovna benotai, return my daughters. Lechna, go. Ki zakanti miyod le'ish. Because I'm too old to marry a man. Even if I say that I would have some kind of a hope, even if I marry a man tonight, میگم یولدتی بانی میبینیم و give birth to sons حلاهن تصبرنا وجو wait for them عدشن اگدالو till they grow up حلاهن تاگنا وجو going to just lock yourself up لبیلتی هیول لیش not to marry another man البنوتای no my daughters کی مرلی مهود it's very sad for me bitter for me میکم more than you I'm more pained than you are so we have to see what it is that she's trying to say that because Hashem's hand came out against me
what is she bitter about more
that
she loves the kids or
something right let's see Rashi because I'm too old to marry a man so Rashi she'enaselo that I will marry him olid banim betinasu lahem right now interesting Rashi I'm too old to marry a man that I will have a child and you will get married to them. She'enam asurim lachem. That the sons will not be asur to you. Ve'enchem asurim lachem. And you will not be asur to them. Shum eshtachim shalai ba'olamom. She'en azukuka liyama. What? Rashi is bothered. What kind of an argument is this that I'm too old? Even if she would be young. If she has a son, there's no yibum. Because this son is being born after the father's passed away. It's eshet achiv shalai ba'olamo. Not only there is no yibum, there is isur karet, it's eshetach. So let her tell him, what's the difference? Even if I get married, it's not going to make any difference to you. Even if I have a kid, it's not going to make any difference to you. So Rashi, you see from here, lefi shelo hayu lemachlon vekilyon kiddushin bahem. Because the man said there was no kiddushin.
They were going.
Shenochriot hayu. That's Rashi's proof that they were going. They didn't become a giyoret. Ve'achshav hen ba'od le'hitgayer. Now they're coming to become mitgayer. As the pasuk says, ki techa nashuv le'amech. We're going to return with you to your nation. Me'ata nie le'amechot. From now onwards, we will be a part of your nation.
Begs the question.
Oh, no, it begs a good question. Because if there is no yibum, if they were not married, if there was no kiddushin, there is no yibum. If there is no yibum, so then what is she saying that you're going to wait for my son?
There's not
too many.
The kiddushin was never
chal
to begin with.
You were going, it says. The kiddushin is not going
to chal.
Right. So what's the whole concept of yibum over here? Yes.
And there was no ketubah either. What is it?
No, the ketubah might be. Even the goyim. Yeah, they might have some kind of a contract.
Shtar. Ketubah is not shtar.
Prenuptial.
Maybe she became a get after they had the baby.
Which baby?
Maybe she's after she had the son. She became a giyoret.
Okay, therefore what? There is still no yibum. There was no kiddushin in the first. Yibum is the continuation of the first kiddushin. There was no kiddushin. What kind of a yibum are we talking about over here?
If the going, even if there's no yibum, the halacha for going. What has to be the Christian? There's no the halacha for going. There's no yibum.
No, the yibum is for the Jew.
Yeah, so this is going.
No, the yibum is for the
For the father.
For the husbands. The concept of yibum, is that very simply, and we're going to be Hashem develop it later on into the Sefer, very simply, the concept of yibum is that once a brother passed away without children, he's lost, basically. Mm-hmm. Right? The second brother, or another brother, would take it upon himself to establish the house that his brother was supposed to make. Which means the other brother would come and marry the first brother's wife. He, in essence, takes over the first brother's role. He loses his own role and he replaces his brother with himself. He's going to put on his brother's shoes, so to speak.
Is she trying to do the same yibum that Yehuda did to Itamar?
Wait, no, you're jumping ahead. Let's just understand the yibum itself. This is Yibum. Yibum means that the brother would come and assume the role of the first brother who passed away. And therefore, now that they're going to have a child, that child is going to be the child of the brother who passed away.
Of course, Rabbi told us last time, 2 years ago, maybe, that there was a Masoda El Melech, that Malchut also comes from him.
Right.
So if Malchut comes from him, he has to come from somewhere from Naomi. We're stuck here. So the Hebrew had to be that she wanted that, since Malchut was supposed to come from El Melech, meaning from his children, was to come from one of his daughters-in-law.
But there is no marriage.
It doesn't matter. These were the girls who were somehow with Yaches, they had the opportunity from which to bring.
Right. And Naomi,
from which the baby would come out.
Exactly. And Naomi sees that opportunity having been lost. Because, you know, I'm too old. I can't marry a man. I can't have another child. Even if I could, you guys are going to wait for that. It's lost opportunity. Right? So, Elimelech is not going to be the grandfather, great-grandfather of a melech. So the melech will go to somebody else, in one of his brothers or somebody else. He had other brothers. Elimelech. So he won't go through Elimelech. He will go through Ploni Almoni. He will go to Boaz. He will go to somebody else. Won't go through Elimelech.
Okay, so like a lot of people lost their opportunity. Right?
Exactly. So that is what Naomi is saying. You know, but Levi is filling in into what I was explaining is that the concept of Yibum is not just a halachic concept the way the Torah says. Even regardless of the halacha, there is still a concept of fulfilling the situation of a diseased man.
Question. If these two girls, they would have a son, they had a kid with the sons.
With whom?
With the two.
With Machlon and Kilion, right?
But going. The kids would be going.
The kids could have been going.
Malchut would come through a goy?
No.
So either way would be lost. The second they got married to a goy would be
unless, case. Unless later on they became mitgayeret, and then they would have had a child with Machlon, and then that could have been a very good king.
I hear that, but the second she sees they got married to Goyim, doesn't she seize right then at that time the chances of becoming Midgar later on if they, by the time of marriage, beginning 10 years, 5 years of marriage, they did not become Midgar later on become Midgar?
Maybe she thought they're going to marry another kid, another wife at some point later on.
So far-fetched.
Why is it far-fetched? People have more than one wife.
But if they want to with
Goyim,
their lifestyle is
they're over here. But you know, if Akhalishwar, who wants to work it out, is going to work it out one way or another.
Well, there's a bigger question, however, that if these two girls did not meet Guy when the husband was alive, why would they meet Guy when they died?
Who said they're going to be with Guy? You mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know, that's what they want.
It's holy Abu.
Because when the husbands are living here, they are very comfortable living here. Now that the Naomi is going back, they would want to come back with you.
That even proves my point that the husbands didn't want to meet nobody, meet guy. They weren't looking for a Jewish life. They didn't look.
They weren't looking
for anything Jewish. Now why would even
there is nothing Jewish there? There's no Jewish. There's not nothing Jewish there. They happened to be in Sedei Moab, so they got married.
So they want that kind of lifestyle.
It could be, but that doesn't mean.
Why would we be pushing after the death that they should have a Jewish lifestyle?
We don't punish them. It's not our job is to take care of them. So that's what happens. That's the whole concept of Yibum. That is exactly what's going to happen to Boaz. That is exactly what Boaz is going to end up doing.
That's good.
If Erva Onan wanted some kind of a lifestyle, which was no children, why is it anybody else's responsibility to do Yibum to them? There is. To Tamar. There is. The guy's a Russia, he's a Russia. But that doesn't mean therefore he loses the chance of, having children.
Maybe can we say that this person could be a Rasha, but Hashem had a tafkid for this person anyway. It's not really this person we're trying to attack, we're trying to attack a tafkid of this person. So this guy didn't do it, but it has to be done. The job has to be done. He did not clean up your dishes, somebody else has to clean up your dishes. So it's not really so much fixing this guy, it's fixing the tafkid that Hashem had for this
guy. A guy married.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu here if the guy made a mistake.
Oh, no, no, no,
the whole thing.
Okay,
all of a sudden, yeah, every Bechira goes
okay,
to
let me, let's
HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Amrishu to go right away to go his thing. He didn't make it.
Let me explain something to you. Okay? The guy is a complete non-frum guy. At all. Complete. Okay? He went and married a non-frum wife. Fully non-frum. Completely assimilated. Okay? Two assimilated Jews. They decided that we don't want to have any children. Okay? It's better to have a dog and a cat, no children. Okay? And they lived their life like that for past 15, 20 years. They got married when they were 22, and they went like that till now 42. Okay? Something happens to the husband dies. Is there a chiyuv yibum?
Yes.
Why?
Because there's Jews.
Well, he doesn't want any children. You want to give him a child, that this child is going to be his child. He doesn't want any child. She doesn't want any child. He doesn't want any child. They don't want.
Hashem gave the mitzvah there. For Goyim, there was no mitzvah.
Well, you keep saying Goyim. There's no Goyim. There's a Machlon and Kilion. They're Jews. For the Jews, there's a mitzvah.
They never got married. Somebody never gets married. There's no marriage here.
Even though they didn't get married, even though the concept of yibum, halachic yibum, doesn't apply, I'm pointing out that the halachic of it doesn't apply. The concept of it is still there. She wants to revive one of her children. And that is exactly what's going to happen in the third period, not over here. Well, it's not. You see Sefer Rut coming exactly to tell you you're wrong.
That's exactly what
my mom said. So if you bother, this is what the Sefer is coming to tell you, that's not true.
No, but the whole point of Yibum is for them to have a kid. That's the whole point.
Yes.
So why was Yehuda's second child was the last?
Listen to the pasuk. Okay, listen to the pasuk. Listen to how this whole argument, not argument, the whole the situation plays out with Yehuda's kids.
The second one didn't want to have any kids. So
no. Listen to this. Va'ikach Yehuda isha le'er b'choro u'shma Tamar. Yehuda married a wife to Er, his oldest, whose name was Tamar. By Er bechor Yehuda Rabbeinu Hashem, he was bad in the eyes of Hashem, by Mitehu Hashem. So Rashi says, what was bad about him? Rabbeinu Hashem, right? Mashchit Zaro. He used to Shechazer Atara. Why? Because he didn't want his wife to get pregnant. Right? Velama haya Er Mashchit Zaro, Er, the oldest one. Why was he Mashchit Zara? Kedei shelo titaber v'yachish yofya. So she won't get pregnant and will lose her beauty. Okay? Fine. So he died. Vayomer Yehuda le'onan, Yehuda says to Onan, boy le'shelachicha, come to your wife, your brother's wife, v'yabem ota, v'meyabem, v'hakem zera le'achicha, establish children for your brother. Which means the children is not going to be your children. Even though it's your children, but it becomes mit yaches to your brother. Bayeda, Rega, please. Bayeda Onan nu, kilo loye azara. This child is not going to be mine. If it's not going to be mine, I don't want. So he was mashchit zera too. Vehaya im ba'elesh lachi, what's going to happen if he's going to marry this wife? This woman, he is not going to allow his zera to go into her body and make her pregnant, because if that kid is not going to be mine, I don't want that kid.
The kiddushin is not
chal. What kiddushin? What kiddushin? This is before Matan Torah. What kiddushin?
What of it? It's not considered a marriage.
One marriage? Why not? He lives with her. He took her. He took her and he lived with her. But every time when he was ready to be motizera, he did it outside. Dash mi bifnim, vezorim mi bachutz. Right? Meshichat arzo levilti neton zera leachiv. So in order that he should not give a child to his brother.
Worse than the first one.
Worse than the first one. Right?
Why did he even take her then?
Okay. Hashem saw it was bad. By Yamid Yamoto, he also killed him also. So there is no mitzvah of Yibum given over here. The mitzvah of Yibum is given later on. But the concept is there. The concept is there is they knew, Rabbeinu Bachaya writes over here on this. He says they knew that this is, it's called Sod HaIbur. Sod HaIbur means that the neshama of the brother who's deceased becomes nitgalgil, comes into gilgul, into the child. Not that the child is going to be the child of that brother. The child is going to be the neshama of the brother. So it's called Sod HaIbur. He says, Rabbeinu Bachaya says that's one of the important topics of Kabbalah. Called Sod HaIbur. Which is talking about Gilgul. And this is how it's going to happen. And that's the tikkun that the brother is going to have. And he didn't want to do it. Now, whether the Torah gives the mitzvah or doesn't give the mitzvah, that was the concept.
Did they come out there?
What happened? Yehuda said he's gonna be afraid that Shelah is also gonna die because maybe he's gonna play the same shtick. So he didn't want to take a chance. When Tamar comes and he tricks Yehuda into the whole situation, she has twins. Each one of them is a gilgul of one of those sons. That's how they came back.
There was no
yibum
from the father-in-law.
There is no halachic yibum of the father-in-law.
But the concept applies.
The concept applies. Oh, halacha, it's also to a father-in-law. Eshet aben, ikallato, iminatora is asur. Right? Over here was not asur. Because the Torah was not given. Torah was not given. So the isur of kallato is not there. Right? But the concept is still there. So let's do the concept.
If they were bad, why
did
the twins become
that
two?
That was his
question. Okay, so it was bad in that situation. Now the neshama came back. Now they go through a different tikkun, a different situation. There's some more into this. This is Rabbeinu Bachaya over here. And the Malbim at the end of Ruth put it all together.
I don't